It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the National Park Service has a to-do list with a maintenance backlog of $11 billion. That includes some Wisconsin sites, including the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, home to 9 lighthouses. We'll find out how the funding shortfall could affect the Lake Superior landmarks. First, the state Senate is in session today, and one of the most watched items on their agenda was whether the heads of the state's ethics and elections commissions would lose their jobs. Mike Haas has been head of the Elections Commission. Brian Bell has been the administrator for the Ethics Commission. But Republican senators are targeting them for their jobs. WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson has been following the issue. He's at the Capitol now. Sean, welcome back.
Hi, Rob.
Well, the results are they voted against both of them. Is that right?
That is correct. 18 to 13 votes against both Mike Haas and Brian Bell. And those were party line votes. You had all Republicans voting against their confirmation or, you know, voting to fire them, essentially, and all Democrats supporting Bell and Haas.
We'll get into the why in just a minute, but let's start with what happens next for those two and their jobs.
So that is up for debate at this point. The head of the Ethics Commission told the Wisconsin State Journal this afternoon after the vote that now that this vote has taken place, they're going to consider legal action. So we don't know what that means, but we do know that there are some backers of Bell and Haas who feel like they answer to those boards. They don't answer to the Wisconsin State Senate. And those boards unanimously supported and continue to support Bell and Haas. So the thinking is that as long as they're happy, they can't be fired. The Wisconsin State Senate, specifically Republicans who run the Wisconsin State Senate, have a different view of things. They say that these appointments, like any others, serve with the advice and consent of the Senate. The Senate weighed in on them today and voted against their confirmation, so they believe that's the end of the story. But it sounds like there could be potentially a legal fight over this. We just don't know.
Has anybody gone back to the laws creating the Ethics and Elections Commission and said, hey, this really spells it out really clearly one way or the other?
I think that'd be what gets spelled out if there is indeed a court fight. But that would also, I mean, I guess the case against that is the courts would view it as that it could be a separation of powers there. If the legislature can't weigh in on, advice and consent like this, if they can't weigh in on an appointment, the courts could view that as a separation of powers issue.
And who appointed Haas and Bell initially?
The boards, these commissions, the Ethics and Elections Commissions, when they were formed, they were given the power to pick their administrators, and they chose Bell and Haas. And, you know, Haas in particular had, they both had histories at the Government Accountability Board. Haas had a longer history there. He'd been the top, he'd been head of the elections division at the old Government Accountability Board. So his history was well known, but his expertise was well known too. And so you had this fledgling agency that was formed as one of the agencies to replace the Government Accountability Board. The commissioners picked Haas because he understands Wisconsin's election system. Bell didn't have quite as much history there, but he had also worked in the GAB before he took this job. And again, he was hired by the Ethics Commission. Both of those commissions are staffed, or I guess they're run by an even mix of Republican and Democratic appointees.
Talking to WPR's Sean Johnson, he's over at the state capitol looking at the Senate votes this afternoon to not confirm the heads of the Elections Commission and the Ethics Commission in Wisconsin. So getting into the why, Sean, it goes back to the history, right, that you were just talking about. We had scandals in Wisconsin government. The legislature created the Government Accountability Board. The legislature, Republicans in particular, in the legislature felt the Government Accountability Board wasn't as nonpartisan as it was supposed to be. They ended it, replaced it with this Ethics Commission and Elections Commission. But the bad blood, apparently, over the GAB, the Government Accountability Board, has not gone away.
That is absolutely correct. And, I mean, we had a report that was released in December by Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel, and that was looking specifically into leaks that came out of the John Doe 2 investigation that was conducted in part by the Government Accountability Board, and that investigation was looking into whether Governor Scott Walker's campaign illegally coordinated with conservative groups during the recall elections. That investigation was shut down. The Wisconsin Supreme Court said that coordination was legal, but the bad blood from that continued among Republicans. But I think if you listen to debate on the Senate floor today, there was really no doubt that, Bell and Haas weren't fired because they were named in this report. They were fired because they were part of the Government Accountability Board. And Senator Fitzgerald, the majority leader, said repeatedly that he wasn't going to have confidence in them leading that agency when they were part of the GAB during that John Doe. And that was kind of the end of the story for him, that the Department of Justice investigation into those leaks did kind of bring it all back to the surface, but that he never had confidence in them leading those agencies. Haas kind of disputed that on social media today, said that he'd been in conversations with Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald never told him that, he wasn't long for leading that agency.
And Republicans, it sounds like we're saying some of them, they felt unfairly targeted in those John Doe investigations, personally targeted, personal information collected and left vulnerable. What kind of things did we hear from Republican senators on those lines?
I think that was it. Because that investigation was so sweeping, it involved so many Republican groups. If you look at the Department of Justice report on the investigation of the investigation, it shows how many people were subpoenaed as part of that probe, how many groups and people. And the list is definitely long, and you recognize a lot of the names. They've worked in state government in one form or another as a staffer or a lobbyist or a legislator. It was definitely a sweeping probe. And so this is something that, Republicans haven't forgotten about.
And what did Democrats have to say in voting against this, or in voting for the confirmation, I guess?
Yeah, a few things. One thing that they really kept coming back to is that Haas and Bell were never actually given a chance to state their case to the public. They were never given public hearings. That always happens with confirmations. They're always given a chance to have a public hearing where their supporters could come forward and say, what's good about Mike Haas and Brian Bell, and it would give them a chance to answer criticisms in a public way. That didn't happen. But the other thing they said was, why are we spending so much time talking about kind of how the John Doe investigation went instead of what it turned up? And, we know that the Supreme Court said that John Doe investigation was closed. They said you can coordinate within these independent groups. The legislature passed a law that said, after the court acted, the legislature passed a law and said, you can do this. You can coordinate in Wisconsin. But before all that happened, there was information coming out in leaks showing that Governor Walker's campaign was coordinating extensively with third-party groups that can accept unlimited donations and keep their donors secret. There was a lot that came out as part of the John Doe. Democrats pointed that out. They also said this is not a good time in an election year, a month into an election year, to be getting rid of the person who knows more about elections than anybody in Wisconsin, Mike Haas. It's going to be a busy year for both of these commissions, and now the experts who are in charge of running them are, if the Senate's vote holds, out of a job.
And if these bipartisan ethics and elections boards do challenge the Senate here and say, no, it's our job to hire and fire, it'll be up in the air as to whether we have a head of an elections commission for as long as that court battle takes, much less replacing him if he is ultimately left out of the job?
I'm not sure we know what exactly happens next. I can tell you right before we talked, Brian Bell spoke briefly with reporters, and it sounded like he wasn't sure exactly what he'd be doing, whether he'd be coming into work tomorrow, what the commission, the full commission, wanted to see from this. So there's a lot of unknowns here. For the commissions, there's the question of, how do we fight this? How long would that take? How long are we kind of in limbo? And, if they were to lose the fight, then they have the question of who do we put in their place, what kind of a nominee is going to not get rejected by the Senate when Haas and Bell, were along party lines.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us to give us an update on the GOP lawmakers' attempts to oust the heads of the state's Ethics and Elections Commissions. Republican senators voted not to confirm both of them in their posts.